Lesson 43. The best trip.
No hotels?
Jenny and Brian tell Jenny's father about their plan. He laughs.
That's a very long journey you've planned,
he says.
I'm sorry, but Canada is too big. There are too many places to see, and it would be too expensive to see them all.
Well, says Jenny, can we visit them one by one?
That's a better idea,
says her father.
Why don't we start with a fishing trip? Brian hasn't gone camping in Canada. We will stay in a tent and sleep in sleeping bags. We will fish for our supper. We'll cook outdoors.
Can't we stay in a hotel? Hotels have nice beds and TV.
No hotels. We're going camping. That's the best way to see Canada.
Charlotte's wet camping trip.
It's me again, Charlotte. Last time I told you about my school, remember? Today I want to tell you about a camping trip I took with my family. We went to a lake. There was a beach, but we didn't go to the beach very much. It rained all the time, except one day. We took our green tent. There were five of us in the tent. Me, my two brothers, and my mom and dad. We took our dog, too. Her name is Sally. She got very wet in the rain. When it was raining, we stayed in our tent or in our car. We played cards. Sometimes we read books. One time, my brothers and I went for a walk in the rain. We found a playground, but it was too wet to play there. We had a little stove and cooked our food outside. We ate outdoors, too. There were lots of squirrels at the campground. The squirrels liked our food. We kept our food in the car, so the squirrels wouldn't eat it. My favorite part of the camping trip was when a squirrel got in our tent. I would go camping in the rain again. It was really fun. I enjoyed myself. Do you see two words you know in campground? Right. Camp and ground. A campground is a place to camp.